Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to The Drew Barrymore Show ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Please welcome Drew Barrymore and Ross Matthews.
Oh my God, welcome to the show, everybody.
Hi.
Well, before... Rase.
Drew, everybody, hi.
All right, shall we hit the headlines?
Let's do it, let's news it.
News it or lose it. All right, first up, The Guardian reports Leo Woodall. Does everybody remember him? He was recently in The White Lotus. He was a real scene stealer in that. And he just joined on to Mother... You know what? Okay, well, he is joining Rennell's... No!
You can do this. You got it.
Well, Leo Woodard... Mother... Yes, exactly. Well, Leo Woodall is joining Rennell. Who the hell is Rennell?
Okay.
You know what's so exciting about Leo Woodall?
What?
Tell me.
Well, he's... We love him, and he's joining Renee Zellweger and Hugh Grant for Bridget Jones, Mad About the Boy, the new Bridget Jones movie.
That's right. It's due to be released on Valentine's Day 2025. That can't happen fast enough. You saw that Emma Thompson was also joining the cast, and the film is set 4 years after the previous installment and sees Bridget as a widow with two small children. Hugh is reprising his role as the dashing Daniel Cleaver after not appearing in the third film. And it's been suggested that possibly Leo has been cast to play Bridget's new love interest.
Okay, Bridget.
I know.
Right? Robbing the cradle a little bit. Did you say also, I heard guests, would you say Bridget is a widow in this movie?
Yeah.
So Colin Firth, what about Mark Darcy? What?
Oh. I think he wasn't mentioned in the cast coming back, so knowing that she's a widow, I did the math and I'm worried.
And this is how you tell me?
I know.
Well, that's heartbreaking, but I love that Hugh Grant is coming back because I missed him in the last one. And now Leo, who's so not ugly. I'm excited. Will you guys watch this one, the fourth Bridget Jones?
Yes.
I'm in.
Yes.
I'm in. So we have to wait till Valentine's Day.
I'm so in.
She got nominated for an Oscar for that first one, too. Yeah. All right, next up, The Guardian reports on a new trend called speech fasting. It's all about staying silent until midday. And Drew is covering her face right now so she doesn't talk. Okay, she's speech fasting. So stay silent until midday, and while in the state of extended silence, you aren't even allowed to whisper or anything. And there are major health benefits, which include reduced stress levels and even becoming a better listener. So, Drew... Any way that you could be a speech faster and not talk till midday? She's writing something down, and let's see what she has to say here. All right, and you wrote, I overtalk all day long. Is that you? I don't know that you overtalk, but not talking till midday, I honestly could not do it. Because the first thing I do when I wake up in the morning is I feed my chihuahua Audrey and I sing, who's a hungry hippo? Is Audrey a hungry hippo? And she is a hungry hippo. I can't not do that. That's not for me. Could you do it till midday?
I've never done it till midday. So I spend a lot of time alone. I know that my friend came over to my apartment yesterday and she said she heard people talking about, was I home? Was I okay? They were like, there hasn't been any delivery food in like over 24 hours. And I was like, oh my God, I'm like one of those old ladies like that's being eaten by the cats dead on the floor.
Were you okay? What were you doing?
I was fine. I was just hiding in my apartment like I do for some days on end here and there. I'm alone a lot, but I need to now sort of be mindful of, is that time when I don't talk?
Yeah, okay. I think if there's health benefits for it, that's great. But I'm just, I have no interest in
that. What are the health benefits?
You become a better listener.
Oh. Okay.
Which I already said, but you weren't listening. Understood.
It's funny because it's true.
Yeah. All right. Last up, the Washington Post reports the beloved Japanese cherry blossom tree named Stumpy in Washington, D.C. is making its last bloom. Stumpy is set to be removed during construction of a new seawall, prompting a surge of public interest and farewell tributes. Visitors, including the National Symphony Orchestra and a life-size Stumpy mascot, are flocking to honor the tree. And look how, despite its impending removal, efforts are underway to create genetic matchup from Stumpy's clipping so they can replant Stumpy everywhere. You know what I mean? Stumpy will live on.
Did you see the way the mascot was dancing? I want to like hang out with Stumpy
Me
and get
too.
Some
boots
on.
I wish
on.
We could have Stumpy come out right now.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This party right now and about to walk out those doors is someone that I know I truly love. We both were girls back in the day out on the scene, but we've since become moms and, you know, our lives are quite different now. But she also has a new movie out that is do you guys know the classic Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead? Because it is a classic. Well, it's a reimagined so you know it's going to be a good time. And I just got to get right to it. My friend, the one and only, the loveliest Nicole Richie.
God. Well,
sorry. No, I was literally trying to make a plan. So I was like, I'm going to be there next weekend, and you're out of town.
Yeah, I'm not there.
Well, but the reason I'm going is to meet none other than the one and only new sprout to the universe is Cardinal Diaz Madden, Cameron Diaz's her sister-in-law, my sister from another mother.
I'm so excited to get out there and meet the new baby.
He's the cutest.
Cardinal Diaz, too. Like, this is already a force on the planet.
Yeah, exactly. I'm gonna meet you here.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
It's like...
Okay, I'm gonna cross, yes.
I mean, the moment I met you...
Yes.
And we were in and around the scene together, but we didn't really know each other that well. It was Cameron that brought us together.
Yes.
And, the minute I met you, I was like, I'm mad that I haven't known you for so much longer. Like, I missed out on time.
I think that we became close at the perfect time. Like, I love that we met as adults. You, by the way, you were 39, I think, like, on that first trip that we did, which now I'm 42. So, like, thinking that you were still in your 30s and... You know, we took that amazing trip and we got lost together and everyone was like, oh, if Drew and Nicole, if it's just the two of them and they have to rely on each other to find their way, this is a bad idea. But we had the best time.
We found our way.
We did find our way at every interval.
Yes,
we
did. Our lives.
Yeah.
Okay, is it true that it is the 20-year anniversary of The Simple Life?
Yes, it is. We did it 20 years.
When I say The Simple Life, what is, like, the first thing that you think of when I say The Simple Life?
The first thing that comes to mind is just being in my 20s and being able to blindly walk on. I mean, the way the show was pitched to me was Paris calling me and saying, Fox wants to take us somewhere, but I actually don't know where. But would you ever want to do this show? We don't know where we're going. We don't know what we're doing. I have no information. Do you want to do it? And me being like, okay, you know? And I just feel like we truly had no idea. They didn't want to tell us anything. But I really hold that time so close to my heart because I don't have that freedom anymore. We've got jobs and, you know, husbands and children and, you know, it's so, I really love, like, I say any adventure that comes your way in your 20s, take it, live. I love it. I love that time.
Okay, we have to go to a quick commercial break. I hate to, but we'll be right back with Nicole Richie.
The spirit of performance is what defines Acura. And now, it's electric. Introducing the ZDX, Acura's most powerful SUV yet. Crafted using the same formula that brought them electrified supercars and multiple IMSA championships, the ZDX has track-tested performance that packs an energy all its own. Unlock the energy and order yours at Acura.com.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, we're here. We're back with the incredible Nicole Richie.
Oh, my God. Okay.
You have always been this mother also that I've admired. You pick your kids up from school. You're heavily involved. It always seems like you know the art of when to listen and lean in or also when to give space and trust.
Oh my God.
Where do we lean in? Where do we lean out?
I think it's really important that we show our kids that we are humans and, you know, just allow that space, even to ourselves, that you know, we're not perfect and we are humans. And I love who my kids are, so I just enjoy who they are. I learn so much from them. I love / am terrified sometimes of seeing myself through their lens. You know, I learn so much about myself. Sometimes I think that I'm being cool or chill and that I'm hiding something that's bothering me, and one of them will say to me, okay, well, you are doing that thing where you're pretending like you're okay and you're not okay. And I'm like, ooh, I thought I was really hiding it. But
and actually it turns out they're really insightful.
Yes, they are. Intuitive. They watch you all day long. Yes.
Do your kids also like catch you and your old stuff, like my kids all the time? They're like, oh, really? Oh, you don't want me to do that. That's interesting because I found out that you did that. And I'm like, oh, that internet, it foiled me again.
Well, I was preparing for the internet since day one. I've been very open with my kids. I knew that, you know, that they would be on the internet one day. And so they're going to find out.
Yeah.
They do have fingers. And so, you know, I'm going to be... I've been very transparent with them.
I have too. Because I didn't want to like pretend and then have them find out.
And then
out.
Have them be shocked and not know me. Each chapter of our life makes us who we are. So, you know, I want my kids to know the full me.
People's life experience really makes them quite different. And I know younger people who are so wise, and I know some older people who are so gosh darn immature, it's shocking. So take age out of it. Cut to Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead, which is a film that I think was so beloved because kids want to be seen as older. They want to be not discredited and
yes.
written off as kids. And so that film, that story is so iconic to role reversal. It's why we love The Parent Trap
yes,
and Freaky Friday.
Absolutely.
It's like, when do the kids get to be adults? When do the adults
yes.
get to be kids? But Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead is a bona fide classic. Like, when they came to you to talk about doing this, were you like, oh, well, that was literally everyone's favorite movie, like, growing up. I mean, that was...
I mean, I don't think I've ever stopped quoting that movie since it came out. I didn't even do a rewatch before I went on set because...
Because you were so fresh.
I think I watch it every... I mean, it comes on TV, and of course I watch it. That is my go-to 90s cozy family fun adventure movie. Like,
and
that is one of the best movies. Like, that is my favorite movie.
Rose, which is, like, one of the biggest quotes.
Yes.
I'm on top of it, Rose. In fact, wait, we have a clip. Sorry, I overspoke. We have a clip.
This is the QED report. Around here, it's like the Bible, except it's full of facts. Finish these before I meet with the board biweekly. You've used Clutus before, right? Of course you have. Everyone in the industry has. IT will get you all logged in and sorted out. Oh, and the most important thing, we're not alone, and I ask you for something, you just say, I'm right on top of that, Rose.
I'm right on top of that, Rose.
Oh, my God. Okay. Now, the original film, I mean, you are the I'm on top of it, Rose. You know, the original is the 90s. Everything comes full circle.
Absolutely, yes.
What are you liking from the 90s right now? Because that's all the trend, all the TikTok, all the kids are into the 90s.
Well, okay, before I even get into that, let me just say that you did, and I'm blanking on the name right now, but you did that movie with Whoopi Goldberg.
Boys on the Side.
Boys on the Side, and you had a bob, but the bob, it was at your chin, and then it did a little swoop, it did a little half moon in the back. And I cut my hair just like yours after seeing that movie because I loved it so much, except I have curly hair. And it was just not the same. But my 90s style icon has always been you.
Oh,
I think that you
what?
Are like the ultimate,
yes,
like, oh my God. Oh my God, what? Absolutely. Just the free spiritedness, just I think just like the energy behind it. And that being said,
I'm gonna die happy now, but go on.
I will never get over a slip dress. I love it so much. I love a slip dress with a little cardigan. That is like what I think of when I think of the 90s. Do you remember that brand Voyage?
Do you remember? Oh my God, they made the most beautiful slip dresses.
Really?
Yes, and they're no longer, but
I would always
obsessed.
Get mine at thrift stores, and I've been in your closet and your collection of like old hippie dresses.
Yeah,
is to
I have
die
them.
For.
They've got holes in them. I wear them all the time.
Okay, up next, Nicole is gonna give us three things that she's obsessed with, and boy, I want it from this tastemaker. Don't go away.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Called Three to Go because you're Nicole. I want to know what you're liking. So will you do Three to Go with us?
Sure.
Okay,
yeah.
Everybody. Three to Go. Madame Richie. All right, tell us three things that you're obsessing over right now.
Okay, I read, and it's only April, and I'm pretty sure I read the best book of the year, and it's called James by Percival Everett. It's an amazing book. I could not recommend it more. I am so obsessed. I think it's going to be in schools. I think it's going to be an instant American classic. Number two, have you heard of the Clean Skin Club?
No.
They are towels, and they are disposable but compostable towels for your face, because the idea is that we're washing our face with our washcloths, but our washcloths have so much bacteria because of the detergent, and we're washing them all the time. And they completely change your skin. I'm so obsessed with them. I'm actually very surprised that you don't know about them.
Clean Skin Club, guess what I'm doing as soon as I leave here?
Go online.
Getting
click
James
that order.
And Clean Skin Club.
Yeah.
Okay, honest. And we'll put all of these up on our website and show socials. Third one.
There's no link because I just made it, but I just made this ring called the Tiger Lily ring, and it's a ring that's dedicated to my cat. I just want to bring her with me everywhere I go.
It's literally a kitty that looks like a gorgeous big bunch of fat, juicy, sparkly diamonds, and then it's got this gorgeous S tail. That is phenomenal with the little ears. That's on House of Harlow?
It is, yeah. I mean, yes, it is. I only made one for me, but...
Will it be on House of Harlow?
Yes, it will be.
Because we
eventually.
Want one.
Yes.
We need more House of Harlow.
I just always want to be with my cats.
Well, I am so excited about this new film. Thank you. We need this so much in our lives.
I love you so much.
Oh, my God. Clean Skin Club, James, getting it right now.
Yep.
Nicole's film, Don't Tell Mom, The Babysitter is Dead, is in theaters everywhere right now. And guess what? We make this show for you. So just take it with you. Just let it enjoy.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the Drew Barrymore Show podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Hopefully, this is the last time you hear this ad. With Chime checking account, features like fee-free overdraft up to $200 with SpotMe and getting paid up to 2 days early with direct deposit, you can probably treat yourself to an ad-free upgrade to spend more time listening to your favorite podcasts, or at least grab an extra latte. Take more control of your finances and say goodbye to monthly fees. Open your account in minutes at chime.com/goals24. That's chime.com/goals24. Chime feels like progress. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. members FDIC. Spot me eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details.
In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Rhea Seehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.